This is Biotechnica and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
Jokingly, I always say to my colleagues, I am going to live till 2090. And that is when I believe humanity would have achieved immortality. Everyone smiles, but somewhere I know this is possible. Hello and welcome to The Voice of Biotechnica. I am your host, Urmi Mala, and today we examine this very fact. Can humanity achieve immortality? Ironically, this podcast is getting recorded in the mid of the second wave of coronavirus pandemic, where millions of people are dying. Hence, it may sound a little illogical. But so was flying a metallic cylinder in the air. Nowadays, we call it an aeroplane, isn't it? Coming to the point, can we really become immortals? And if yes, then what are the research approaches we can adopt? Which biotech companies are working to achieve this? And how big is this immortality market of the future? As per the research by Bank of America Merrill Lynch, one of the biggest investment opportunities over the next decade will be in companies working to delay death. With a market size already $110 billion, it is expected to be worth at least $600 billion by 2025. Now, from a research point of view, what are the possibilities of achieving immortality? Scientists are working on sidestepping the process of growing old. For some species, death rates actually go down with age. Species that keep on growing, where instead of getting sicker and sicker as they get older, they get healthier and healthier. They get new tissues and can restore their health. There are whales, very similar to us genetically, that live hundreds of years. So what do we do? Change our genomes, find medicines, or enhance our systems? Well, we can think of stalling or reversing the process of cell aging, called senescence, which is cells loss of ability to replicate and function properly. Problem is, we really don't have the full picture of what drives senescence. Nevertheless, researchers are trying to reverse engineer that process on a molecular level. Whenever we talk about immortality, the first name which comes to my mind is Dr. David Sinclair, who runs a lab at Harvard Medical School. He has dedicated years to understand why we age and how to reverse it, with the goal of discovering therapies that could allow humans to live longer and healthier. In fact, when he started talking about anti-aging and mortality, people considered him crazy. Just like when many top-notch scientists dismissed the idea of flying. One special reference I can make here is in 1895 when Lord Kelvin said, "I can state flatly that heavier than air flying machines are impossible." But today, we all can fly. So tomorrow, why can't we all live forever? Alright, let's now dive into the three companies that are researching immortality and their research approaches so far. Number one is Life Biosciences, led by Sinclair and Mehmood Khan. Number two is Calico, powered by Google Ventures. And number three is Unity Biotechnology, powered by Jeff Bezos. Let me tell you about the exciting research technologies at Life Biosciences. Founded in 2017 and headquartered in Boston, Massachusetts, Life Biosciences is pursuing therapies targeting three molecular pathways that regulate the biology of aging. Mitochondrial uncoupling, chaperone-mediated autophagy, and epigenetic reprogramming. Talking about the first one, mitochondrial uncoupling. In simple terms, they improve how our bodies burn fuel, decrease oxidative stress, and expand lifespan in preclinical species. Mitochondrial uncoupler compounds have been shown to have benefits in models of obesity and non-alcoholic steatohepatitis. The second approach, which researchers at Life Biosciences are working on, is chaperone-mediated autophagy, which regulates the levels of soluble proteins in cells. It declines with age, leading to an accumulation of insoluble proteins that disrupt cellular function. Researchers found out that small molecule activators of chaperone-mediated autophagy have been shown to have benefits in models of neurodegeneration and age-related decline in stem cell function in preclinical species. And the third approach is epigenetic reprogramming. As we all know, the epigenome consists of chemical modifications of DNA and DNA binding protein that turn genes on and off. It drifts with age, leading to dysregulated gene expression. Life Biosciences researchers have in-licensed a proprietary gene therapy that expresses three proteins called Yamanaka factors and reprograms the epigenome back to a younger state. The gene therapy has been shown to restore vision in a mouse glaucoma model and mice with aging-related vision loss. Question is, if we manage to unlock the secrets of eternal youth, what would our world look like? There may be chaos, Earth would be burdened certainly, and life would be totally different. On the other hand, if we treat aging, people can live into their 80s and 90s in a much more productive and healthy way. Lot of money could be saved, which could be put back into medical research, into education, into protecting the environment. Sinclair and others in the longevity field argue that as we age, our bodies change at the cellular level, putting us at a higher risk for disease. Rather than treating those diseases one by one, a successful longevity therapy would instead treat the underlying causes of aging itself. Doing so successfully would reduce the amount of time the body spends in the decline caused by aging, which would delay disease and as a result, extend the human lifespan. It's not about living forever, yet. It's about living healthier for longer extending, what Life Biosciences calls health span. The company wants to develop drugs that allow people to age without actually getting old. There are molecules which have shown to facilitate this process. For example, nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, the coenzyme which tells the body when it's time to fight disease and stay healthy. As we get older, some of our tissues have less NAD. Dr. Sinclair's team gave NMN, the precursor to NAD, to old mice in their drinking water and found their NAD levels went up to 50% with remarkable health benefits. They could run 50% further and were resistant to radiation. Researchers are also tackling specific diseases or symptoms associated with age. There has been a lot of promising work in regenerating body tissue, genetic manipulation, individualized medicine, and nanotechnologies, which might eventually let us put lots of small mini robots into our body that would help build bones or maybe kill germs. Progress has also been made in reducing heart disease death rates, cancer death rates, strokes, and even Alzheimer's. So what do you think? Should humans extend their life expectancy extensively? Will immortality be attainable? Reply back in the comment section and stay tuned for our next episode. Thank you. Have a great day. Thank you.